All right.
So, on the 24th was our 4-year anniversary.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 is a pretty ugly number. Can't say, oh, 4 years. Yeah, 4 doesn't. It's weird.
Well, because 5's right around the corner.
5 seems like a big deal.
200 episodes will be a big deal.
Yeah, so yeah, we have 200 episodes coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, next month. But I did learn something cool. There are two other monumentous things in geekdom that happened on that same day.
Tell me.
August 24th is also the birthday of Team Fortress and the day Will Wheaton started his blog.
The day Will Wheaton started. I'll take Team Fortress over that, please. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for August 30th, 2011, or very late August 29th, I guess, if you're on the West Coast, but, you know.
Whatever.
So, welcome everybody. Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, Ash Guy.
Hello. Oh, and good news, everyone. We figured out what was causing that noise.
It's this. It's when I, like, when the cord.
It's when Mike strokes the microphone cord, which apparently
like
he was doing without me knowing.
Like a cat. PAX happened this week, so we got a lot of news.
Oh, I have a ton of news. I played a ton of games. I'm so excited for this show. I have so much cool stuff to talk about.
Like, announcements are happening at PAX now.
PAX is becoming a big deal.
Kind of started last year with Duke Nukem Forever, like, being announced, being made again.
That's true.
I hope it doesn't get much bigger, though. It would have been a weird way.
Yeah, we'll go on a quick tangent here. Like, PAX 2011 this year, PAX East, was amazing. But it did feel almost, like, because it was so much bigger than 2010, it did lose a little bit of that, like, intimacy, I guess.
Right, and this feels even, there was a lot of panels for very big games. I think PAX Prime, whatever you call it, always had that problem, because it's so close to the holiday season.
Yeah.
It's, like, right before.
Yeah, I mean, it's good timing, that stuff that
happened.
But,
yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Anyways, so news, let's go topical, our week in gaming, and the releases.
Okay.
You all know the drill. All right, let's get started.
Let's do it, because we got a lot. I almost have a full page. Let's see. After rumors and a post by Major Nelson has confirmed that Sonic CD coming to Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, iPhone, Android, Windows Phone 7, am I forgetting anything? PC and Mac.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Pretty much now, not the Wii or like any portables.
It's coming to... Coming with the Japanese music, right?
Correct. Now, Japanese soundtrack.
Is it an option?
No.
No?
I mean, it's Japanese fine. Soundtrack.
Then here we go again. 9-9, sold alive. 6-8, don't late. 7-7, mixing heaven. 6-5, 4-5. 3-2, I can't remember.
You don't know what the words are.
Toot toot Sonic Warrior, always in your mind. Toot toot Sonic Warrior. Whatever you can find.
Whatever.
I think can survive the way
your made up lyrics are just as valid as the ones they sing right. In that song.
Right. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, Sonic CD is a pretty good game.
It's an amazing game.
They don't need a Sega.
A lot of people, the haters are coming out.
I know. Jim Sterling was the first one, which doesn't. Excuse me. I said his name.
Quick aside, I saw him do a video at PAX about Skyrim. I always forget that he has a really high-pitched British voice.
Pretty funny.
It doesn't sound right coming out of him.
Well, he's originally a comedian.
Oh, really?
I think. But anyway, well, you know, I don't... Jim Sterling, the person, is a very nice guy. I don't like that he...
You don't like Jim Sterling, the
like
character
Sterling
who
the
writes
character
on Destructoid?
Who writes for, and does videos for Destructoid. And I also don't like his opinions, which I assume are also his opinions, but... But yeah, he did, like, a Sonic list not too long ago, and, like, it was, like, the 10th best song game. Sonic CD wasn't on it. Let alone the fact that it could be number one, arguably, but yeah, he claimed that it's like a bad ROM fan hack thing. But ever since then, I've just been seeing more people, but I don't know. I think it's Sonic. But yeah, I'm very excited.
The only Sonic game to ever have the super peel out, which was my favorite Sonic element ever.
It's just the spin dash that they're vulnerable. It looks cool.
But it looks so cool. That's all I cared about. It looked great.
My thing is, I think everyone already forgot about Sonic Gems Collection. You could play Sonic City on that. What else was on there? There's some. Oh, Sonic R was.
Really? We have that?
I have the Gems Collection. I don't know what I did with it. Yeah, like, it came out in 05. Sometime.
That has Sonic R on it?
We're the only two people who like Sonic R. Amazing soundtrack, by the way.
Yes.
Everybody, supersonic racing. Gotta keep your feet right on the ground. Now take it, Edge Guy.
Everybody, supersonic. No,
because when you're supersonic racing,
there's no time to look around.
You can all get the background.
Everybody.
No. Go. Everybody, super. Do it.
Okay. Everybody, supersonic racing.
Supersonic racing.
We've done this enough.
No.
People are turning off their iPods.
Click, click, click. Yeah, Fox City is good. What's next?
Next. So rumors are flying that they're going to do a rebranded, redesigned 3DS in 2012 that de-emphasizes the 3D of the system.
And we'll also do that when it's called the 3DS.
Maybe they'll call it something even different. But it will also have a second analog stick. Woe not unto thee who has the 3DS now, because it will also supposedly release an analog stick attachment to the original 3DS.
Now see, I didn't believe this rumor at all at first when it said second analog stick. I'm like, you can't just change the hardware like that. You can't make it so you can't play games on old 3DS. Yeah, attachment thing, I guess it'll work. I don't understand how that works. Like, what are you going
to
put
They'd have to do Rumble Pack style. Pack it in with a game. Have a high-profile release that uses both analog sticks and pack
it
in.
You know what it would have to be? Like, literally, Ape Escape. For the PlayStation 1? Remember it came with the DualShock?
Yeah, but that was a Sony game.
I don't literally mean that. I mean, okay. Like, that same kind of thing.
Yeah, like something like that. Or even, I don't know, you do a new Metroid game that uses dual analog sticks, like a first-person one, or...
I don't know. I mean, I think... Well, the reason with the dual analog sticks is that they're regretting not doing that originally. And they should be. That wasn't smart.
It's like, we all knew it, but... Day in, day out, as time goes on, it's so more and more clear how rushed the 3DS really was.
I don't understand the de-emphasizing the 3D thing.
Nintendo's saying turn it off. That's the thing.
Well, I think people are... I mean, I guess it's called 3DS, but it's just like with the DS, the gimmick was supposed to be the dual screens, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't really that important in the long run. It was really the touchscreen.
Yeah.
I mean... I still just look at the 3DS as, it's more like Game Boy Color to Game Boy Advance, with DS to 3DS. It's just a nicer looking DS,
yeah, that's
basically.
True, that's true.
If you go into it only caring about 3D, I don't know why you would, then sure, you'll be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
It is in 3D. Although I still never have any of the headache problems. That
I never do, too.
It never bothers me.
I think because we started watching Muppet Vision 3D at such a young age, yeah, sure, we're just ingrained to it.
Right. I had my share of 3D experiences growing up.
Yes.
But I don't know. It's plausible. I mean, they certainly like to redesign.
I mean, the brief time I spent playing Kid Icarus at PAX,
that could have definitely benefited.
Oh, that needed it. I mean, the touchscreen was the second analog stick, and Mario 64 DS taught us that that's a terrible idea.
Right, that never works out.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Let's see. Sony is going to give Home a massive makeover, making it more of a social MMO with a theme park theme.
I don't get it.
Home makes them money. Wow. People buy shit.
People are stupid. Well, I mean, I'm sure it makes them money because they're selling nothing.
Well, right, but I mean
if you sell nothing
doing,
and some people buy
doing,
it, you're making money.
It's doing significant business. It's not like they're just like, oh, we got a little bit extra cash. I mean, they're getting a decent flow.
So remember, like, the Home had was supposed to be a home. Big... It was supposed to also... It's supposed to, like, be not just... What it is, which I don't even know what you would call it now.
Well, like, well,
it was supposed to be their online platform.
Yeah. But no, like, even like what we just did just now, where we used a Google Plus Hangout to watch a YouTube video.
That was supposed to be home.
Like, you were supposed to be able to gather everyone in your apartment and watch a video together. Like, I always talk about back in, like, this is how long ago this was. But I said, wouldn't it be cool if, like, the Squadron of Shame could watch the 1UP show together?
Right. But, yeah, this... Did Peter Molyneux design Home? By the way, I don't know if that's anything. You hear the Fable 4 rumors?
Nah, a little bit, yeah.
Like, oh, he's making Fable 4 next. And, like, we shouldn't be surprised now. And I said this once again. Okay, let's stop pretending that Peter Molyneux is some leader in our business. He's about to make his fifth Fable game after this one.
Yeah, he's kind of turning into a hack.
Right.
Let the guy do something else.
Does he like Fable that much that he can't let it go?
Maybe he's just obsessed with the goal of perfection for that series.
I must make more Fable. No, just move on. Do something else. I mean, Christ.
He's done stuff in the past. That's good.
Even Cliffy B's been working on a couple franchises the past few years. Next.
Did you see Bastion's narrator's history with Cave Johnson?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Pretty funny.
It was cute. I don't know why it's on the news, but you know, it's cool.
I don't know. I'm
glad you enjoyed it.
Okay. Anyway, we finally got some confirmation that Sonic 4 Episode 2 will be coming in 2012.
Like Valve-style episodic.
Yeah.
That stupid thing should never have been episodic.
It just never should have been.
And it should have looked better. More retro than it did. Yeah, I don't
like still, my point of contention with the graphics of that game, like, Sonic had, it looked like, it looked like someone was, like, doing lighting for a theater, and they put far too much light on the main character, but they didn't fix it. Like, he had, like, this really bright blue shine. It's like, what?
Yeah, it looked pretty bad. Looked like, terrible. A lot of people did, like, mock-ups or fan HD remakes of other Sonic games that looked a lot better.
Or, you know, Sonic Generations.
Right, yeah. Sonic Generations also looks a lot better. Oh. That's the weird thing about it, is that they have Sonic Generations now, which is a much better retro kind of
homage.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot cooler. I don't know.
Did you see that they're doing two separate soundtracks for Generation? One that's more retro style, one that's more modern style.
Yeah, I know. Well, the way it works is that when you're playing old school Sonic.
Yeah.
Like, and it goes vice versa.
No, wait, excuse me. I just mixed myself up. That's what I thought it was when I saw it. It's actually one's the console, one's the 3DS one. That's right.
Yeah, but, well, that's weird.
Because the 3DS one is different stages, different music.
Yeah, but the game still, when you were playing a Classic Sonic level, it had old style music.
I mean, they have completely different stages.
Yeah, I know, except for Green Hill.
Yeah.
I wonder if the 3DS stages going to be inspired by the portable Sonic games level? Is that what they're going to do with it?
No, because I think some of those are in the console versions, aren't they?
No.
Oh, okay, maybe. So. Maybe then.
If I believe the Sonic levels are taken from 1, 2, 3.
Sonic and Knuckles.
Is there Sonic? Yeah, Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, the mushroom.
It skips CD, then it goes to Adventure. Adventure 2, Heroes, 2006, the crap, and Unleashed, the crap, and Color.
You have Unleashed 2006, you don't have a Sonic CD level.
Well, maybe there'll be a Sonic CD level portable. I don't know. What do you want? Nah. I think it was just a matter of getting the ratio of classic to...
Eh.
I mean, hey, 2006. What's worse, Sonic 2006 or Sonic
Unleashed? 2006.
Sonic 2006 was just broken.
Yeah.
Unleashed was just bad, but like, but didn't work.
The not Werehog levels of Unleashed are fine. Some of them are fun. Like the demo, I enjoyed the demo. I played the crap out of it.
The problem is that it's like Sonic Adventure 2 also, where the levels where you played as Tails or Robotnik and their mech things were like half an hour long.
Yeah.
And you played a 5-minute Sonic level.
Yeah, it's that.
Like, yeah, and Sonic Unleashed, you were a werewolf.
You gave me Tails and Knuckles' stupid, shitty adventure by mistake.
classic Pioneer kid.
Indeed.
next.
So... apparently, this new Wii hardware design, it's actually the same size.
I guess they're just like, oh, we'll change it a little bit.
I guess they think they're saving money by taking the GameCube stuff out, then, ultimately.
GameCube stuff cost. I mean, I guess Sony got rid of the PS2.
I don't know, I thought this thing was just two GameCubes duct taped together anyway. Oh.
No, a lot more good games came out for the GameCube than came out for the Wii.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, the only games I would have missed on the Wii would be the Mario Galaxies, right? Is that really, let's look back on this. Is that really the legacy? Are those the only exceptional Wii exclusives? There have been some neat ones.
The Mario Kart on it was good.
Okay, but like, besides that, you have like, the Mirror Moose here.
But Melee was better than Brawl, I think.
Melee's better than Brawl. Wind Waker better than Twilight Princess. Although Twilight Princess came out on GameCube. Metroid Prime, everybody likes that better than
Metroid Other M.
Although I still like Other end, but apparently I'm crazy. Like, what are we gonna do when we look back on the Wii? Is anybody gonna look back on the Wii? Like, man, my Wii. I miss that. Played Mario Galaxy 1 and 2.
I don't think so. Yeah, wow. Never really thought of it that way.
It's imagine if you were to do, if I told you to name, like, your 10 favorite Super Nintendo games right now, it'd be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Name 10 Wii games you liked.
Like, mildly?
Like, 10 that you finished. You can't.
I can tell you one that I finished. That's Galaxy 1. I think that's the only Wii game I finished.
What a mess.
No, I stopped in the last dungeon.
Are you getting the Skyward Sword?
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're doing a kind of neat bundle with.
Yeah, we can jump to that. Yeah, they're doing a $70 bundle where it's the game with a golden Wii Remote Plus, which I might bite on that.
I'll get it. What the heck? I can use. Yeah. I don't even know where my Motion Plus is.
I know. Mine's in my drawer. I still have it.
I have no idea where the hell that stupid thing is. What was it for?
Wii Sports Resort.
Sports Resort and I think Tiger Woods used it.
Yeah, we played Tiger Woods with it. It was actually pretty fun, but now it's out on the move and it looks better.
Yeah.
It's so, in HD. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Let's see. I imagine we're going to talk more about this in the next segment, but first it was announced that if you bought Deus Ex Human Revolution for the PC, you got a free voucher for it on Live as well.
We're not talking about this next segment. We can talk about it all now.
Oh, you're not?
You're disappointed. Sorry. I forgot about that.
Was the big news of the week. Okay, well, let's do it now.
It was a big... You know how I am about these stupid controversies sometimes.
Okay. So that happened. Pretty cool deal. Basically getting a free copy of the game. Even in one on Live, I don't know, you could go in halves with a friend who did or something. I've tried unsuccessfully to lobby for a code on Twitter. Didn't work. If anyone does have one, though, I'm still accepting. But anyway... I'm kind of excited about this because I found out about this before the story really broke because I was clicking around in forums trying to find a code for myself, and some guy who claimed to be an employee of GameStop had said then that yeah, we're being told to take these out. I didn't believe him.
It sounds so icky
because I mean, and GameStop has a history of this, and there's even been class action lawsuits. Never got anywhere. They always settled, but they were. So what they did is they were opening the games, taking out this code, destroying it, and resealing the game and selling it as new in box.
Ew.
Yeah.
By the way, well, go ahead.
Well, the reason for doing this is because a week ago, they announced their intention to basically create their own on-live competitor, and they didn't want to promote a competitor.
Right. Which, I mean, that almost makes sense, but man, you're going to a pretty extreme level there.
I mean... They claim that, you know, Square Enix is hell's they are doing this, and it doesn't say anywhere in the box that you're getting this. So it's not like you could say you're not getting something that's advertised. But this is bad PR 101.
Well, GameStop has had a lot of bad PR.
But the story was so public.
It's very public on all of the gaming enthusiast sites.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, sure, the GameStop will... Also, don't... Stop buying box copies of PC games.
Well, but here's the thing, too. I didn't realize.
Especially at GameStop. Well,
that's true. But Deus Ex Human Revolution uses Steamworks. So just like Dawn of War, or even just buying Portal 2, buying a box copy still puts it on your Steam account. You could throw that disc away the minute you get home.
Yeah, I got you.
So that brings me to my next point. If they're not going to let you have it on live code, does this mean they're not going to sell a game that uses Steam because they own Impulse and that's a competitor?
Well,
like, their justification doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I wonder why not take out all those copies of Portal 2 with the PS3 with the free Steam code.
And don't sell Call of Duty 3, Modern Warfare 3, because that's going to use Steamworks.
I think it's going to be very annoying for the next year or two when we have all these Steam competitors coming out. We have to wait for them to fail, which they will, and then everything will be okay again.
But, I mean, it would have been one thing if GameStop would have discovered this, said, you know what? No. We're not doing this. And just do what they ultimately did, which is send the game back to Square, which Square was fine with. They're going to get it reissued to them without the codes, and they'll sell those. But to try to get away with what they did, and it's my issue isn't even the whole selling of the game.
Just the opening.
It's the opening and selling it as new.
It's like what they used to do where they would...
They pulled that on me once.
Yeah, they would open up a game for some reason. I don't know why. And then... Like, just sell it as new.
Well, no, because...
And the employees will take it home.
Yeah.
And
well, what happened to me is, when I was living in L.A., right around the time we started the podcast, I probably talked about this, I really want to get Daffy Duck Duck Amuck. But it was... They didn't... Yeah. They didn't print a lot of it. It was hard to find. So only this one GameStop that I could find near me had a copy left. And, of course, was their shelf display. So I said, like, well, do I get, like, the used game price? And so I go, well, no, it's new. I said, no, it's not. You opened it. Well, no one's played it. I said, I don't care. You open the seal. Like, I'm not going to, like, buy a box of cereal that's been opened, but don't worry, no one took any. Like,
imagine if you, like, open up an action figure and said, oh, it's good as new.
Yeah, no, it's not. You opened it. Like, I just don't, like, you know, they get away with it because they are who they are, but it just bothers me.
Yep.
Really bothers me. But like you said, why are you buying PC games at GameStop?
I don't buy box copies. If you're going to buy a box copy, I mean, I don't know.
Go to Best Buy. Go to Amazon.
Target. I don't know. You should probably be buying it digital, unless there's like some weird special edition.
Yeah, like, I mean, knowing this, I'm half tempted to see what I could rustle up in trade-ins and like go to Best Buy and get a copy, because I could play it on live on my Mac.
Whatever.
Let's see. More digital stuff. So Ubisoft announced that they will be releasing a patch for From Dust that will take out the online check DRM. Even still, in a very rare occurrence here, Steam is actually offering everyone who bought the game a refund if they'd like.
Nice.
Yeah. Doesn't happen often.
And admit that you sucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
You blew it.
Speaking of sucking it up, Microsoft has delayed Kinect Star Wars into 2012.
Whoops.
Oops-a-daisy.
I think that really needed to be a holiday title.
Yeah, along with it, it also delays the R2-D2 console with the C-3PO-colored Kinect controller.
So,
I'm sorry, the Kinect is white, but the controller is like C-3PO color. That looks pretty cool.
Is Fable the Journey coming out this fall? Are they going to have something ready for the Kinect here?
Because
if they're going to not going to have a big game for the Kinect, then I don't. That thing might be
That's a little silly.
We talk about the fact that there really hasn't been a Kinect game come out.
Yeah, Child of Eden, you had Ninja Kinect. Well, the, whatchamacallit, Gunstringer.
That's not out yet.
It's coming.
It just still seems like, as much as they, like, as much as Kinect was clearly the focus at E3, it still doesn't,
and
it seems
as well
like
as it sold last year, it sold a ton.
It sold a ton at all. It hasn't much been selling after that. I don't know. I just feel like, no one gives a shit, but I don't know.
Okay.
We admit that the Kinect's gimmick life cycle will have to be shorter than the Wii's gimmick life cycle, right?
Probably.
Yeah. So, like, you're going to get 2 years of it. It's not smart. I don't think this going at the casuals are going to come and go. You got to keep appeasing the hardcore, whatever you want to call them. People who
Nintendo learned that lesson. Look at their current situation.
And that's why they should. And that's why they need to bring over these fucking stupid RPGs just to get in good graces with people again.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look, if you get gamers to buy games on your system, then they are going to keep buying games on your system. Not just buy fucking Wii Sports or Wii Sports Resort. Like, you know, they'll buy 3 games for your system. Like, how many households that have a Wii have a shelf with their Wii games, and it's 4? One of them, Wii Sports, that came with it.
Yeah.
The other ones, and it's usually like Wii Fit,
yeah.
And like something fucking random.
Yeah.
That's always like the 4th.
Like Endless
one.
Ocean.
Right. Something weird. Like, whoa, you have that? That's interesting.
Yeah.
We're like Madden 07. All right.
Let's see. I mentioned at the beginning of the show a little bit here, but Team Fortress has turned 15 years old. They did some cool stuff to celebrate it. There was like an item you could equip that was like a little party horn that only works on Team Fortress's birthday, but you'll have it forever. And party hats.
The only gift I would have accepted would be the Rock 2 from Fortress 2.
Oh, man.
Best multiplayer map ever. So, any game.
So good.
You know, I...
But remember... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
As much as I love Team Fortress 2, and, you know, ultimately, it probably is better than TFC, I still have, like, very nostalgic...
Oh, I know.
The weird Half-Life 1 aesthetic, that computer voice, that's my all-time favorite.
Yeah,
that
Half-Life
totally. Computer voice.
Totally, yeah.
I love that.
Right. But then, remember around this time of year when you played TFC, the birthdays, the servers would become birthday servers?
Remember?
Happy birthday to you. It was the best. I loved it.
Those were good days. 56K modems.
I remember.
Keyboard to classic.
No.
We had to use GameSpy. Remember that?
This is how
GameSpy was
like,
a platform.
This is how crazy it got at the time, because my 56K connection in my clan that I was in, they said it wasn't sufficient speed. So what I had to do, we had 3 phone lines in our house because we had so many damn computers trying to get online, and my dad just said, fuck it, I'll get another line.
Right.
Whenever I had a match, I'd get on my computer, I'd boot up Team Fortress. Now, my sound card did not support full duplex audio, which meant I could not receive and send sound at the same time. But Dad's laptop did. So I put the laptop on the floor next to me, dialed that into the third line on a free ISP I found. And then I bound the space bar to be the push-to-talk key, and I'd step on it with my toe.
And
that also improved my lag because I had a separate connection dedicated just to voice. That's how I played TFC for a year.
You think any households have 2 lines anymore?
Most households don't have any lines. They're on cell phones.
Exactly. those were the days. Oh, this is like 98, 99. Fucking like episode one's about to come out. Real quick, everyone get to comingsoon.com. Gonna watch a stream of Harry Knowles sitting in a line.
Oh my god.
Oh, nostalgia gamer. Let's move on.
I hope you're not a fan of Porsches and Forza Motorsports, because even though they were in Forza 3, won't be in Forza 4. Turn 10.
Doesn't Need for Speed own the, like,
EA list? Does.
EA does.
Yeah, and they came right out and just kind of threw EA under the bus. They're like, listen, if you want to yell at someone, yell at them, because we asked them, and they, in the past they said yes, but this time they said no. They will have... Didn't write down the name. There's a company that takes Porsches and does like a lot of aftermarket mods and kind of strips the Porsche logo off of them. There will be some of those in the game.
This is not a mic and stare. I'm not a mic part.
Yeah, it's still kind of shitty because apparently Microsoft has the exclusive to Ferrari.
I feel like
but they have no problem licensing it out.
I feel like if they made a Madden game, you can't play as the Patriots.
Right. I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah.
Let's see. Skyrim news. Good news, I guess. So you taking a page from Fable and Skyrim, you can buy a house, get married, the whole shebang.
Including gay Marys.
That is correct.
Gay Marys.
Gay Marys. You got a little bit of the gay there.
Gay Marys.
So yeah, you can
hook, I guess, up that is a first, huh?
With the same genre.
I hope it's not like those other games too, where I feel like there is an unrealistic proportion of gay to not gay. And I said this before, and I almost feel bad, but you know how it is, like, sometimes in Fable, where you can flirt with any guy, and they'll, like, be into it.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yes, I have the same sexuality as you.
Yeah, you think, like, there'd be someone who's like, what are you doing, man?
And I guess that's kind of an awkward thing to deal with, but... Or sometimes you just have a lot of guys hitting on you. Like I said before, how, I, like, in Dragon Age 2, like, guys would just come up and hit on me and be like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I said before how I feel like people try too hard
to tackle the
homosexuality problem, which, you know, it's commendable in a way, but it always sticks out to me as we're doing this so that we can, I don't know, be progressive rather than this make sense with the game board or whatever.
Right.
That's
all right. We'll see. Also, Skyrim, as has been the case with, like, pretty much every other Bethesda game, all the DLC will be coming to the 360 first.
That sucks to me, actually. Yeah. I should care about this, because I will definitely have... Although I also kind of hate DLC. I usually don't play it anyway. I would hope some of the Skyrim stuff would be okay. I did play...
I imagine it's going to be more similar to the Fallout model of DLC.
I never played that crap.
Oh, so good. It was also...
See, but these kind of games, this kind of game, I just want expansion. I don't know.
Like a Shivering Isles.
Skyrim's going to be big enough. Skyrim's going to have, like, 500 quests. It seems silly to me to pay, like, $10 for 10 more quests. I'm not going to beat all these other ones.
Okay. Let's see. There was a rumor that Walmart was going to be dropping the price of the 4GB Kinect bundle to $249. Apparently, it was an error on their part. They printed the ad, though, so they are honoring that sale this week. So this week at Walmart, you can get a Kinect 4GB bundle for $50 off.
Have fun with 4GB.
Oh, well, then you get the hard drive for $350. You still save $50.
The hard drive?
Total $350.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're technically $120, $130, but usually someone somewhere has them on sale for $100. All right, so Uber Entertainment has revealed Super Monday Night Combat. This is going to be a free-to-play, not sequel, but evolution, as they call it, of the original Monday Night Combat. So far, now it's only for PC, because the consoles don't really support free-to-play yet. The big changes to this game, gameplay-wise, they're really trying to push it to be more like more
Dota-like.
A little slower pace of play. They're taking the only kind of instant kill in this game now will be ring outs. No more like assassins coming up behind you and
how are they redoing the assassin character?
They'll still just do a chunk of damage with some knockback, I think. I mean, they haven't finalized it. Basically, they're going to be starting beta soon. It's going to ramp and ramp. It'll be fully out end of this year, early next. Yeah, so we got three new character classes.
Like, if you want to, go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. Tank, guns, or not tank. Is that what it is?
Is it a tank or is it actually?
I think it is a tank. What's it called? Name. Gunslinger and Combat Girl are the other two.
I think it might be called Tank Kid.
I thought there was a class called Tank.
I don't.
He's a big dude who's melee focused. Right. He looks like he's wearing football gear. There's a sweet trailer out. It's going to be awesome. I'm super stoked. It's funny because I'll talk about it briefly now. I played a little bit of Monday Night Combat tonight.
First time since you played League of Legends.
Exactly. So I was trying to play it more like I would play League. And I see what they're getting at now because it was great when it was working for me, but then every so often just I'd die because an assassin got behind me. I had like no control over that. But yeah, like some of the other changes, like all turrets are gonna have level 3 shields right off the bat, so they last longer. The jackbots, the big dudes, and the original they just spawned every 5 minutes, and this one they'll spawn when you drop the shield on the enemy money ball.
Right, like you
know, right.
Have to get the inhibitor.
Exactly. So I'm pretty stoked. Free to play. All right. And they said they will have new characters and classes. They're working with other developers to come out. They teased that the Penny Arcade guys have designed one.
Cool.
Yeah. Should be pretty awesome. Dude. Uncharted 3 Collector's Edition. Gonna be coming out. They had a very funny video with Nolan North unboxing the whole thing. For $99, which is a fair price, I'd say. Let's see, what do you get? A necklace with Sir Francis Drake's ring, a steelbook case, statue of Drake, wearable.
Statue collectible.
A wearable belt buckle, and the whole thing's in a very cool box.
Very, very nice package. Only $100, right?
Yeah.
Seems pretty good. Just for the statue. I'd pay $40 for a nice big statue.
Would you pay $20 for Torchlight 2?
Yeah, sure, why not?
That's what it's going to cost.
That sounds
same bet.
But right.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Let's see. They also said that, you know how Forza 4 is going to have that, what's it called, Auto Vista mode, where you can like walk around a car and look at all the nooks and crannies?
No, but I'm going to say I did. So okay. Don't tell me about it.
They're going to have the Halo 4 Warthog in that feature.
But you can't actually race it?
No, it's just to check it out. They said they're going to make it pretty hard to unlock, too.
Let them race it. Hell.
Well, because the game is a simulation, the Warthog would not be able to go as fast as a Ferrari. but let's see, I got a bunch of Halo stuff here, actually. Let's see, they announced that Halo Fest, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary will support 3D TVs in the new graphics mode, not the old one. They're doing a title update to Reach in September that's going to start kind of getting that game's multiplayer ready for Anniversary. They're nerfing Armor Lock. You're no longer completely invulnerable in it.
Oh, really?
And it doesn't, like, cause sticky grenades to fall off. They're making the pistol more powerful, screwing with how melee attacks work. A lot of under-the-hood stuff. We also learned that Halo Anniversary is adding 3 more maps, including Timberland, which is cool. It was a map that was only in the PC version.
I remember, actually. I like that map a lot.
I don't know if you saw the video, but they did a video where they took the Guilty Spark 343 level from the first Halo. That was the level that was kind of in like the very dense, foggy jungle, and you—that's where you got to the installation where the flood first came out.
I didn't get that.
Okay, well, I mean, when you look at the level, they start this video with the original graph. It used a lot of fog, which I mean, it did work for the level's atmosphere, but you could tell they're doing that old fog trick of fogs. You know, render stuff on screen, and there's like these twisted, gnarled looking trees, and it's all kind of dark and everything. And then the guy hits the button, switch it to the new graphics. I literally out loud just went, holy shit. Like, all this foliage and color and the fog went away, but it still looked really dark and brooding. Like, it was cool. It was really cool.
I'm pretty
excited for that.
Yeah,
all right, so Razer, most well known for their gaming peripherals, mice, keyboards, headsets, things like that. They've announced the Razer Blade, a name they've had to be saving for a very long time.
Right.
It is a $2,800 17-inch gaming laptop. Dual-core i7 processor, 2 GB memory, graphics card from NVIDIA. The thing that stands out on it is on the right side, there are 10 LED buttons that kind of come from your Switchblade prototype. And below that's a screen that also doubles as a multi-touch trackpad. You can use it as a pad or additional game info. I think it's a really cool thing, but God, that's expensive.
It sounds very nice, pretty expensive.
Really expensive.
Yep.
But it weighs under 7 pounds and it's like less than an inch thick. Very impressive. I'd like one. It's just never going to happen.
Besides that Mac Pro. Whatever it is, Air. What do you call it?
That's a Pro. So at PAX, one kind of surprising reveal is that Penny Arcade Adventures Episode 3 is going to happen.
After all.
Yes.
Out of nowhere.
Not being done by Hothead, but by Zeboid, who you may know for...
Cthulhu Saves the World.
Yeah, and that Dragon Spoof 7, whatever it is.
Right. And the weird thing is that it's going to have like those retro graphics.
2D
like,
pixel art. Looks. They had one teaser image they showed. It looked cool. It makes me wonder now if something sour happened between them and Hothead.
I think so.
It had to.
I don't think they don't want to say.
Yeah. Something went
very
down.
Diplomatic. Yeah, something was not cool with those guys.
Yeah.
But maybe they weren't happy that all of a sudden they started making that. They're doing a Death Spank, right? I wonder.
Yeah.
Making a third Death Spank, the Baconing, which does not have the Death Spank name in it.
Right.
I don't know. Like, people are going to buy a game called the Baconing. But you know, whatever.
Bacon's
cool.
Pretty popular.
I don't think Ron Gilbert has anything to do with this third one now.
No. He works at Double Fine now.
Right. I never played Death
Spank. I played the original.
It's okay.
It's fine. No. Cool. A little repetitious. I liked, I think it was Jeff Cannata on Weekend Confirmed put it well. Like the humor and the storytelling in it was good, but like it was so much you sitting there and reading. Then you look at a game like Bastion, all this story is presented to you, and it just kind of flows.
Right. Or like even Portal 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I do wonder if the new Panera game will it still like carry over your character?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. You might have to make it from scratch again.
Well, we'll see.
Indeed. Let's see. In other PAX news, they have confirmed, they didn't say where, but there will be a third PAX.
Probably
going to be here.
Probably. Yeah. I'm sure. I assume it's going to be someplace that speaks English.
Yes. So after a marketing survey went out, nothing confirmed, but Disney's at least thinking about doing Epic Mickey.
No, it seems like they have a lot of concepts already because
they had
a lot of like
subtitles. They had box art.
Yeah, a lot of bad subtitles.
Called Epic Mickey 2.
Called Epic 2. Like it seems like they're going to try to push like. Co-op with Oswald.
Yeah, supposedly in the pitch presented, there'd be like a split-screen multiplayer mode where Mickey saw his paint thinner. Oswald like can use his ears like helicopters, and he has like electricity.
I assume it'll happen. Might be Mickey one to be good enough. And they said this would probably be 360 PS3 also.
And Mike, did you see this coming out for the 3DS soon? Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I did see that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great because you could design your theme parks on the touchscreen while you have like a real time 3D view up the top. You know, have like the classic Roller Coaster Tycoon view at the bottom, 3D up top. When you ride the coasters, first person 3D.
I mean, they're going to have to get the design pretty tight, especially with all those menus. Because there's a lot. I mean, I don't want them to dumb it down.
Right.
So I'm worried.
But I mean, they said like, you know, all the roller coaster types will be in there. I mean, yeah. If it works, I'm for it because I. Freaking love Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 is still one of my favorite PC games.
Yeah,
it's
Roller
so
Tycoon 2 is amazing. I'd hope they get it right. I just kind of feel like I don't know
because three was kind of tough.
I don't like three. But we'll see what happens.
Yep. So with Borderlands 2 coming, they're going to be doing an update to the original Borderlands on PC. That's going to add a lot more Steam hooks to it. So Steam cloud saving, data collection. Things like that.
Yeah.
Wish they did this before I lost my save file. But Gearbox actually at their PAX panel gave everybody in the crowd a voucher to download Borderlands 2 for free.
Why couldn't we have gotten free Uncharted 3 at that Uncharted
panel? Well, we got some weapon skins.
God, that...
meanwhile, BioWare, starting this Friday, will be greatly expanding the pool of testers for Star Wars The Old Republic. I want to get in.
It will get in. Probably not. We'll see.
And they said it's going to continually ramp now, so.
Yeah, that's how they go.
Next. Yeah, I didn't realize the girl who's the voice of female Shepherd is the voice of Bastila.
Jennifer
Hale. Oh, speaking of, we have the winner for the official Femme Shep. It's the redheaded one.
I don't understand. I thought they did this already.
But no, they did one to pick the look, then they did one for hair color.
Oh.
Remember there's that whole controversy because everyone like that some girl wrote an article about how everyone's voting for the blonde bimbo and then everyone's like, why can't a badass chick be blonde? Like you're stereotyping, not us.
Yeah.
But then we ended up picking the redhead anyway.
I don't whatever.
Just got some eyeshadow.
What to do about nothing.
Gears of War 3, if you think you'll be a fan, you can get a $30 season pass. Kind of like the Rockstar Pass with LA Noire. where you'll get all the DLC for that $30 price, or at least the first four pieces. We talked about the Skyward Sword thing. I mentioned it briefly, but Modern Warfare 3, it was announced today, will use Steamworks on the PC.
Cool, cool. How much more is there?
One more.
Okay.
And it's for you. Layton and the Last Spectre coming to the United States October 17th.
The cool thing is that this game also had a bonus mode when you beat it in Japan.
Which is unlocked.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's like an RPG.
Yeah, it's done by someone who worked on Mother 3.
It's a part of the Mother 3 team. And it's like this full-on RPG. Of course, all the press releases are saying it's a 100-hour-long RPG, which to me usually translates to about 30 hours.
Right.
That's just always... everybody's like, Twilight Princess is a 75-hour...
They said 100-hour for Twilight Princess. Yeah,
it wasn't. It's a 33-hour game. But whatever. Cool. Yeah, that's neat. Of course, this game's been out in Japan for 2 years now, but this is a great transition, actually.
Oh, good.
First, let's go topical. So, we know we're having some issues with games being brought over here lately from Japan.
Yes.
Well, Phoenix Wright versus Professor Layton, not announced here yet.
Oh, that's right.
So, well, Professor Wright versus
Professor Wright. Versus Phoenix Layton.
Versus Phoenix Layton. Stop, now you're confusing. Well, Phoenix Wright versus Professor Layton be brought to North America.
3 years from now, maybe, at the rate they're going.
That's what I think. I think some people are getting anxious about this, but like I said, this last Professor Layton game has been out here for 2 years, and they just now, I think it was actually announced slightly earlier, like at E3.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Nice.
We have to wait for it to come out in Japan, at least, before we even hear about them bringing it over. I think they will. I think the only game in either of the series they haven't brought out here was Miles Edgeworth 2.
Yeah.
Which is annoying, because I would certainly like to play that. Hopefully that still gets here somehow, some way. I don't know. I'm sure it will come back, though.
Yep.
Okay, you still care about Max Payne 3.
It's good. I don't know. It's just, it was one of those games where I think they announced it too early, and then the buzz died away.
Well, did they announce it too early? They announce it, and then start from scrap again?
They probably did that,
too. Did they Splinter Cell Conviction it?
Because remember, they showed the game at first, and like Max Payne didn't look like Max Payne.
Yeah, he looked like the fat, bald guy.
Yeah, and it was like, that's... like, oh no, he shaved. He's in a really tough spot. I'm like, no, listen, assholes. The fun of that game was diving in bullet time as my trench coat flowed behind.
But that's what I mean, though. Is that Matrix bullshit? Is that still relevant? Can you still do that? Will Max Payne still be fun?
It could be. It could be. Oh, yeah. And a good game is a good game.
I don't care right now anymore. It's been too long. They announced a while ago.
Well, the thing is, I feel like a lot of what that game could have done, it has been aped by Deus Ex in a way.
Kind.
A little bit. I mean, guy in the trench coat hiding behind cover in third person.
I think there's a way to
shooting long. Dudes.
Okay, next. Epic Mickey 2 should not have motion controls.
God, no. Just make it a game. Please. Please.
Well, it's going to be a PS3 and 360 version. I can't imagine you're going to make a PS3 version, force them to use the stupid, what do they call it? PS Move.
Yeah, well, how are you doing? Kinect's not going to be able to do that well.
Right. I feel like when you have an extra analog, like, just aim it. I don't know. Do it like Ratchet and Clank does. That seems to work fine. They have a lot of shooting in their platforming games. Just focus on the platforming more this time, please. And don't tell me that it's not a platforming game. Did it last time.
Yeah.
Then make it a platforming game.
Don't do the damn thing where you have to play the 2D levels every time you want to go somewhere. That's, honestly, I think that's the thing that deterred me from playing any more of that game. It still bewilders me that, like, how are you and I not beating that game?
For a game,
Chris did.
For a game that was made by a very famous designer, I think Mickey had a lot of design flaws.
It did. It really did.
I still don't understand exactly what happened there. I think Mickey sounded so great in theory.
Now, that's why, I hope they Assassin's Creed to it, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I like that.
That'd be great. Because, like I said, the concept's incredible.
Right.
Absolutely incredible.
Maybe you can get dark.
That's the thing too. I think when we saw those initial leak screens,
yeah,
we all went really dark, and the game's not that dark.
No,
it really isn't.
Better camera. Put my meme on. Say something else about Epic Mickey before I go.
But yeah, I mean,
you have nothing to say.
I apologize, Sammy. But I'd like to see it in HD and looking pretty.
Yeah, me too. Everybody all neat and pretty? All right, on with the show. Okay.
There you go. Nice transition.
Counter-Strike Go doesn't look different enough from Counter-Strike Source.
No, I mean, it's definitely more evolutionary than revolutionary.
It didn't TF2 it.
No.
We're verbing all sorts of games, aren't we?
I think that's probably good, because if you would have changed that too much, the Counter-Strike fan base would have ripped out Valve's
collective throats. I guess I don't know what you can. You can't just add a cartoon style to it. I don't know what you would do.
What I think is fascinating, and I should have brought this up sooner, I didn't. The fact that PS3 version, cross-platform play with the PC Mac version, can be played with a PlayStation controller, PlayStation Move, or mouse and keyboard hooked up to your PlayStation. That's pretty significant. That's pretty cool.
PlayStation 2. Yeah, those people.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder, to kind of go on a little tangent here, do you think the way Sony's kind of opening up their platform of late, like things like the Valve stuff, Dust 5-4-3, which is the EVE Online shooter.
Right.
Do you think this is going to start to pressure Microsoft to start opening up their stuff a bit more if this continues?
I mean, I don't know. You think Sony would have copied some of Microsoft's good ideas? I don't know if Microsoft will copy any of Sony.
Mm.
Next, you will buy Uncharted 3's limited edition.
Probably.
$100? I'll get that. I think so. Oh, yeah, Skyrim 1. With the Skyrim one seems to come with about just as much good stuff and is $150.
Yeah, that's true.
Buck seems reasonable enough. I still like a collector's edition that's only like $70 and has like an art book.
You want the
soundtrack.
Art book and the soundtrack. I don't need all this other crap.
Usually
I just want the soundtrack.
Yeah, I know. Soundtrack, that's good enough. This one, Sonic CD is the best Sonic game.
Yep.
Bet. I was tempted to say, okay, let's move on, but why? I mean, how long was the last time you played it?
A couple years ago.
I mean, I don't know. Sonic.
Here's the thing.
Sonic 3 with Sonic and Knuckles on it might beat it.
They're close. It's a couple things. I mean, for one, that game basically justified the Sega CD's existence.
Well, okay.
It was pretty heady at the time.
Actually, it kind of still almost didn't.
Yeah. But just, the soundtrack was great. Like I said, as a kid, I thought the Super Peel was the coolest thing ever for some reason. A lot of people don't. I like those bonus stages in that game actually. I got strangely good at them. I like the whole mechanic of going to the past and making the good future. I obsessively did that in every zone.
Right. It's got a weird cyberpunk theme.
Right. I thought Mecha Sonic was the best of all the Sonic villains.
Yeah, I agree.
The level where you race him is fantastic.
It had a more epic feel than a lot of the other ones.
It did.
It wasn't just, let's save our animal friends. It's, oh no, this planet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was really good. I just, something about, you know, I realize a lot of this is nostalgia talking.
Yeah.
But.
And it was still back.
Really, really like that game.
And only the second Sonic game was just Sonic.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Amy there. But
yeah, and like, she's barely in it. Like, that's true. It was just Sonic.
But, you know, it'll be fun to reevaluate it again.
I'm excited.
So let's get to our top question. I heard my toast rip.
It's something. I don't know.
I think it just stuck in the chair a little.
Huh.
I always get things right here. And I, you're okay. Cataclysm. You're on. Okay, so last week we did either or for the community. We asked, do you rather have Skyrim or Zelda Skyward Sword?
A lot of you cheated and didn't answer the question.
We kind of did. Well, interesting. Me and you were both emphatic.
Yeah, we were like Skyrim.
But Alex Kronk Young said, Zelda, I guess. Modern Western RPGs don't seem very appealing to me, but I haven't really played any, so I could be wrong. I mean, I was kind of.
That was you a year and a half ago.
Yeah, longer than that.
Yeah.
Fallout 3 I played.
That's true.
But, you know, I just didn't like the genre.
Didn't that come out a year and a half ago?
Fallout 3?
Almost 2 years, I guess.
I think Fallout New Vegas. Or a year ago.
Yeah. Okay, it's 2000.
Yeah, you're wrong. But I think it's almost a hard genre to get into. Once you do, it will almost certainly become your favorite genre.
Yeah.
Kind of the weird thing with Western RPGs. Matthew Mason says, that's like asking me to cut off my leg or my right arm. It's non-negotiable.
It's left or right arm, but close.
What'd I say?
Leg, right arm?
Yeah. I've been rubbing my eyes the last 10 minutes because my contact got loose. Need a break. So Pete Davison says, I'm actually not that stoked for either of them, to be honest. Skyrim at a pinch, I guess, but my real secret option... my real answer is Secret Option 3, Guild Wars 2.
And Guild Wars 2 looks good. I'm excited for it, but...
I'm kind of surprised all these people...
Skyrim, Zelda.
Like, all these people... Nobody's, like... No one's excited about Skyrim as us. Have you guys seen this shit?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I don't know. But, Michael Pilon.
Pilon.
On against Skyward Sword. never been able to stick my Bethesda game. Never been able to stick with a Bethesda game for any length of time, so Skyrim isn't even on my radar for the fall. Really? Yeah, killing me here. Dammy Onafowakaden. Okay. Dammy.
You added a D, but.
Onafowoken.
Awoken.
I think I'm being trolled.
Onafowoken.
I think I'm being trolled. I think he knows I'm having a hard time with names. That's what I think is happening. Okay. Says, I'd rather have Skyward Sword, but since Nintendo decided to release their first system in several years that completely put me off, they made the choice for me. Skyrim for PC. Hopefully I'll be back on board with the Wii U and I'll play Skyward Sword on that. Yes, AJ, I know it's 2011, but please, stop complaining about HD on everything. I prefer HD too, but sometimes good gameplay is enough.
I'll refer to our previous comments. Name the good Wii games.
I mean,
because they may as well look pretty if they're going to be shitty.
I mean, I was kind of touting this horn back in 2006, but in 2011, I'm sorry, I won eight.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I know, but he's right, though. Gameplay does trump all. But
okay, but...
But it certainly doesn't hurt. It's not even graphics. It's just fidelity at this point. I want to be able to read the text.
Right, and even like Sonic Colors, fun game. I really feel like HD graphics could have benefited it.
Yeah, because everything really was just kind of a blurry mess.
Especially when your game's called Sonic Colors, and it looks like it could use a little bit of crispness, you know?
Yeah.
Mark Whiting says, I'd rather have Mike singing the Skyrim song over top of a localized copy of Xenoblade.
Well, actually, good news. We talked to Reggie, and we said, listen,
yeah,
we know you're hesitant to bring this game to the States. We have a solution. It's going to take a little more work. You just take that localized version that's ready to go, and you just get a loop of Mike singing this song.
Dovahkiin, Dovahkiin, for the sake of Skyrim.
Oh, yeah, it's 70-hour RPG epic. By hour 4, you're going to be gouging your eyes out. And you'll still hear the song, which was a bad mistake on your part. Stupid.
What was the stupid on my part?
No, not you, just the theoretical gamer.
Oh, right. I got you. Look at you guys. Nobody's excited about Skyrim.
Come on, it's going to be the best game ever.
Are you all kidding me?
Oh my god, I can't wait.
You have fun with Skyward Sword. Let me know how much fun you're having.
Jim Sterling liked it, for God's sake.
Let's stop talking about it. I feel like I talk about Jim Sterling too much. Fuck him. But, hey, you go have fun with Skyward Sword. You let me know how that goes for you when you swing your sword and it doesn't work one time and you die. That's a lot of fun. Let me tell you what. I had that experience. It's great when somebody's holding your sword, you have to pull it out of their hands, except when you have to do it 3 times before it recognizes it. But yeah, you know, you guys have fun with that. It's going to be great, I'm sure. Blazing 480p. Oh, I'm joking.
So, what's our community question for next week?
Oh. Yeah, which one did you want to do? I don't know.
I forget what we talked about earlier.
We had Phoenix Rape, no... Do you care about Max Payne 3? I think I'm going to do that. Do you still care about Max Payne 3? Do you still want that? Let me know.
You the people. Please tell us.
All right. Thanks. All right. Our week in gaming.
Imagine knowing our audience if they don't, but...
yeah, honestly.
Gaming. Let's talk about the Deus Exes.
Did we talk? Oh, no. Sorry, we didn't.
Week. We were embargoed.
No, I wasn't under embargo. Like, it dismissed it. I like Deus Ex a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm quite a fan of it so far.
It is like the more action heavy, less big Fallout 3.
It is always. It has like a lot of that where like you can be stealth, you can be a hacker, or blah, blah blah blah. But yeah, it all works very well. I feel like the stealth works very well for a stealth game.
Probably the best implementation of first person stealth.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's fairly easy.
With sort of third person.
Right. I like the upgrading system a lot, and just because it's a good carrot stick because there's always a lot of up.
And what's good too about the game that I've noticed so far, Praxis points flow freely.
Yeah.
Which are the points used to upgrade yourself. Like, even if you get a skill you don't think is going to be the most useful thing in the world, like, you didn't really waste a point because you're going to be able to get more.
Yeah, you can get more. And by the end of the game, you'll have probably most of the upgrades at least.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool because, like, early on, you're able to focus. Like, early on, I'm like, I'm going to get all the hacking stuff. And I did. Then like, I was like, well, I, you know, at first I'm like, oh, I thought, like, take people game to unlock all this, but not something else. Then I got some of the great push for objects.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times is I find myself will hold on to this upgrade practice called and wait till I see what situation I need. Go find a place where there's a vent behind.
Did you come to that on your own? Machine.
What?
Did you come to that realization on your own?
Yeah.
That's funny because we can confirm they were talking about the same strategy.
Oh, really? It's funny because this is why I don't even listen to other podcasts. because I'm afraid of
competing
with them.
You want to have original thoughts?
Right, but...
That's interesting. That's funny, though. Yeah, it's a good point. Like, it makes sense. Like, keep three or four, because I guess, like... Oh, this is considered a spoiler. I mean, I just found out. I guess there's, like, a boss. If you don't have electricity resistance, you're screwed.
Well, not necessarily. I want to talk about bosses later.
Yeah,
So, you know, like, yes, you'll find a vent behind a vending machine. You need an arm upgrade to get a vent.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll find, like, oh, you could go this really long route, or there's this really large pit you can jump down, but you need to get an upgrade that lets you fall down without getting hurt. Which, by the way, we got this upgrade.
Let's go back a little bit, because I watched you play through the whole first couple missions there, and you went very much the stealth, non-lethal, long-distance guy. I decided, even though that's exactly the kind of guy I would play, I said, since I saw you do it, I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to be close quarters, heavy weapons, super strength kind of guy. So, I mean, our playthroughs through the beginning were completely different. It was really cool to see. Like, one of the first end-level encounters you have is you get to the guy who's, like, the head of these people attacking the facility. You had this really intense dialogue back and forth until you talked him down. Me? I told him to go fuck himself, and then in a moment that kind of impressed me, I just went boom and headshotted him, but like as he was holding a hostage. It was really cool. Both were just as intense. It was great. So one of the things I decided I was going to upgrade was this long fall ability, basically. You know, you could jump from any height, you don't get hurt. So I think like I was like just screwing around. I was like, hey, check it out, Mike, I'm going to jump off this roof. And you're like, uh-huh. And I jump, and when this ability self-activates, the camera pulls out the third person, your character becomes engulfed in this like energy parachute and does a super dramatic slow descent to the ground. We were just like,
oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Sometimes you're like in an actual like level, it'll feel like you're in this building.
Yeah, the game goes very back and forth between like sort of open cities and then
the open cities are probably, I like those more. Like there's a second hub you're almost in, I want to call it. Pretty cool. It was very big. A lot of it was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, things I don't like so much.
Well, some of the character models are a little janky.
Yeah, I was saying, it is a little nippy, but it's not the prettiest.
Like, I was telling you, the character animation is the thing I hate, where it's like they over animate it.
Well, yeah, and it's looping.
Yeah, it's like looping generic hand animations that don't really match what they're saying, and like they're just constantly jerking
around.
It's
more Dragon Age than Mass Effect.
Yeah.
You know, load times are pretty tough, they're rough. Mm-hmm.
I heard a patch in the PC version improved them.
Like, if you have this game on the 360, install it right now before you do anything. Even still, they're kind of rough.
Especially because it has the save anywhere mechanic, which is great.
Well, it's necessary almost.
So it encourages you to be saving all the time, but then, like, if you do something you don't like it, then you gotta load.
Exactly, because it is trial and error, and it gets annoying just waiting for that load. The boss fights, I don't know what the hell they're thinking. Because they literally have, like, just normal boss fights in this game. Except, whereas the whole point of the game is playing through how you want to, and you play a boss, you have to kill them.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense for my character, because I'm stealth, I don't kill anybody. I haven't killed a single person until two boss characters. You just have to kill them. And it's like, I don't even have guns. I don't need them.
Yeah.
I have two stun guns I don't even use. Because, like, I don't kill anybody. And all of a sudden, like, I'm at this boss fight, and they put, like, a cabinet, like, here's some guns. Like, clearly they know, like, oh, okay, so you don't usually play with guns.
Right, yeah.
Like, and it's just so, like, did someone pressure them to do this? Like, oh, you need bosses. It's not like...
Well, the one theory I've seen to it is, you'll notice the cutscenes in the game, they're done with in-game assets, but they're still pre-rendered.
Yeah.
There's a cutscene of that boss dying.
I know.
You know? It has to happen.
I know, and it's not even like Metal Gear Solid. At least the boss fights are kind of clever. They're sort of a big deal. But even in Metal Gear Solid, though, you have the option.
You can still trank them.
Yeah, you don't have to kill, you know, like, in Metal Gear Solid 3, you obviously have to kill somebody, but that's the point of the game.
Right.
Yeah, that boss fight's bothering me. It's just and everyone knows.
The whole concept of the boss fight is just, it's such an archaic thing.
I mean, it depends on your game. Like, if you're making Zelda, still, you have boss fights. But it just doesn't, I don't think it had any place to be. But no, all in all, it's a very good game. Very well written.
Yeah, I find the story in the world really fascinating.
I think the main character is really cool. I'm Jen.
Mm-hmm.
I like the open world nature of it. I think it's great stuff.
Yeah. Definitely an excellent, excellent game disc. Pick me.
What else do you play, AJ?
Okay, so I played the demo for NHL 12. Everybody loves NHL.
Yes.
I can understand how it's a great hockey game, but here's the problem. I don't know how to play hockey. And this is, this has been my point of contention with sports games for a long time. They do nothing to teach you the sport. For as hand-holdy as this entire industry has become, sports games don't teach you how to play a sport. Two things happen to me. First of all, I got, like, called for offsides. There's six guys in the ice or whatever. I don't know who's who. I didn't know he was allowed or not allowed over there. And they're like, offsides? Oh, that was a dumb penalty. Like, the commentator's making fun of me. I was like, well, fuck, explain this to me, please.
I don't know.
Then, the only time I scored a goal, I played three games. I scored one goal. And the commentators are like, well, I don't know what he was doing on that end of the ice. I mean, usually you don't see defenders in that position. I was like, I don't know. He was the only guy who was open. I passed it to him, and he happened to put him in the net. Like,
still not happy.
I don't know what's going on.
They're still criticizing you.
But it's the same thing, like, with Madden. The only sports game I could play to any, like, high-level competency is baseball games. Because I fully understand the sport of baseball. Football, basketball, hockey, soccer. Soccer, you kick the ball in the net. I know that much. I don't know what plays are. I don't know what the positions are. Right. I don't know how, like, I don't know strategy. And games do not do anything to teach you that. And the sporting games don't. I don't understand that.
No, I agree. I understand.
It's a shame. I think it's a huge missed opportunity. But, I mean, you know, the aesthetic of the game's great. It looks good. It plays well, from what I can tell. I just, until someone explains hockey to me, I just can't get into it, you know? Mm-hmm. Which is a shame.
Enough. Anything else?
Space Marine. Warhammer 40,000.
How is that?
It's interesting. I didn't like it at first, and it started growing on me when I figured out, here's the kind of neat mechanic of the game. See, first of all, when you start playing it, you almost want to play like Gears of War, because you're a big hulking dude, third person with armor. But it's a weird hybrid of a third person shooter and like a melee action. But here's the trick, and this is what you need to figure out. Your health does not automatically regenerate. The way you gain health is by brutally murdering your opponents.
Oh.
Because you have your standard attacks that'll kill dudes. But if you stun an enemy, you'll see an icon over their head, you push the B button, you do these all kinds of different, like murder moves. They're really flashy, they're very cool, and those refill your health. It's so you have bizarre. To, like, you have to kind of go out of your way to really brutally kill an orc. The only tricky thing is, while you're in that animation, you can still get shot and hurt. So you'll be, like, on a sliver of health, you'll be trying to do it, and you'll be in the middle of the animation, and someone will shoot you, and you'll die, which is kind of frustrating.
I feel like the game could have been named better.
Well, the thing is, I mean, it's a tricky situation, because they invented the term Space Marine years ago.
No,
yeah. But the demo gives you two levels. One's more of a straightforward level. One, you get, like, Jump Jet, which is really fun, because it has this attack where you just slam down on the ground with and just take out everyone around. It's pretty good. Everyone should check it out. I think it's worth trying.
Anything else? Have you played Third Strike?
Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, which I was telling you.
I've played much of before.
No, I never really have, and I was actually really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a pretty good game. It's very pretty, too. The animation is very fluid.
Yeah, it's, as far as the pixel fighters go, pretty nice game.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Anything else?
I accidentally parried once. It was exciting.
Cool. Done.
A new sequel to Edge came out on iPad.
I don't care. You're not talking about that.
So good.
All right, that's fine. That's all.
You play anything else?
No, not really.
I feel like there's one more thing. One more thing I played.
I played a lot. There's like one. I haven't had a chance to play for a few days. But like I was playing a lot of days. Full day, but I had not for a while.
Mm.
All right, you're done.
Okay.
So here's the games that came out. Weekend, continuing on, I guess.
Like, was there something I forgot to talk about last week that I told you to remind me about this week?
It was this.
No, I like something else I forgot. Okay.
Madden NFL 12 came out for a bunch of systems.
You get excited about it. Right, after playing the demo, I was just like, ugh.
I still like that. Yeah, I kind of I wanted to
get it because Peyton Hillis is on the cover.
Yeah,
but
it's like, oh, Cleveland, yes, but nah, can't. Body count for PS3 360. Yeah.
What the hell is this?
It's some generic looking modern. Jumpgate Evolution, PC, I don't know. The Sims Medieval, Pirates and Nobles.
The Sims, that's it.
Don't talk about
the Facebook one, it's great.
I really don't want to hear it. It's hot down here.
Pete, be my friend. He hasn't accepted my request to be my good friend yet.
I don't like you, clearly. Oh. Sorry. The Baconing, 360, PS3, Mac, PC. This is the secret Death Bank sequel that they won't put the Death Bank. I don't know why. Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection, with a K, of course. PC, PS3. Yeah.
And
I assume 360. Yeah. Ugly Americans, Apocalypse Geddon. I think it's like a arcade. In.
This is some show on Cartoon Network or Comedy Central or something.
It might be a book.
Oh, no shit.
Bloodborne Portrayal, which is like sort of like half blood.
Everyone seems pretty hot arcade. On it. Looks cool.
In an Air Conflict, Secret Wars, and that's about it.
Okay.
All right. I think that's good, right?
Works for me. Tired.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. And on Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. Go there. Answer our community question, which is, once again,
care about Max Payne 3.
Do you care about
all?
Max Payne 3? Care a bit. iTunes Music Store, Zoom Marketplace. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye-bye.